Little Steven's Underground Garage is next after a world news update on VOA Music Mix.
Clashes as Palestinians bury slain teenager and Iraqi prime minister vows to fight for a third term. I'm Bill Michaels reporting from Washington. Israeli police have clashed with Palestinian protesters in East Jerusalem as thousands of people gathered to mourn the Palestinian teenager killed in a suspected revenge attack. Palestinian demonstrators threw rocks at Israeli police and were met with tear gas and stun grenades Friday and the third day of angry protest. Israeli police had increased security in anticipation of more demonstrations following the funeral of Mohammed Abu Qadir. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki is vowing to fight for a third term in office despite growing pressure for him to step down. In a statement read on state television by an announcer Friday, Mr. Maliki said, "I will never give up my candidacy for the post of prime minister." He vowed to remain in office until the Islamic militants who have overrun large areas of the country are defeated. Mr. Maliki's alliance of Shiite parties won parliamentary elections in April. At that time, he was favored to win a third term in power. But since then, Sunni Islamist militants have captured large areas of northern and western Iraq and thrown the country into crisis. There's still no reply from Russia or separatist leaders in Ukraine to Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko's request for a new round of talks today. Mr. Poroshenko said he suggested a time and place for the talks during a phone call with European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton. He said he's waiting for the other side to confirm. The EU and the United States have threatened Russia with more sanctions if Moscow and the pro-Russian fighters in eastern Ukraine do not take steps to de-escalate the crisis. International and local human rights groups are demanding Pakistan discard its new anti-terrorism law, condemning it as a blatant attack on fundamental rights of the people. Ayaz Gul has a report from Islamabad.
The National Parliament approved the so-called Protection of Pakistan Act this week, giving sweeping powers to security forces targeting violent extremism and terrorism. The legislation gives police officers sweeping powers to open fire on suspects and also allows anyone detained for questioning to be held for up to 60 days before charges must be brought. The legislation has outraged human rights defenders in and outside the country. In a statement Friday, the Independent Human Rights Commission of Pakistan said the government is deliberately following the model of a police state. Ayaz Gul, Islamabad.
A Guatemalan court has sentenced a former leftist guerrilla commander to 90 years in prison in connection with a massacre committed during the country's 36-year-long civil war. Solano Barrios is the first rebel commander to be convicted for the 1988 massacre of alleged army collaborators. He has been charged with taking a part in the killing of 21 people who were searching for a missing Guatemalan military liaison. The rebels believe all 21 were collaborating with the army. A strike by 220,000 engineers and metal workers has dealt another blow to South Africa's economy just a week after the settlement of the most damaging previous work stoppage in the country's history. Gillian Parker reports for VOA from Johannesburg.
The industrial action was called by the National Union of Metal Workers of South Africa, or NUMSA, the country's largest union. NUMSA is demanding a 12% pay raise and better housing allowances for workers. This latest strike affects around 10,500 companies, including steel producers, foundries, construction companies and automotive suppliers. Police fired rubber bullets Thursday at workers who were blocking an entrance to the Eskom Madupi power station construction site. There were local radio reports of striking workers assaulting people and looting offices in Johannesburg. NUMSA has denied the allegations. Gillian Parker for VOA News, Johannesburg.
In Friday's first game of the World Cup, Germany beat European rival 1-0, European rival France 1-0 in Rio de Janeiro. Germany seeking its fourth World Cup championship. And five-time champion Brazil beat Colombia 2-1. Reporting from Washington, I'm Bill Michaels, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
In Spanish, we say, la mejor variedad del mundo, VOA Music Mix.
Everybody says, the world's best variety, VOA Music Mix.
Come to the land of living dreams, where realists dream of the unreal. Beatniks at their bawdiest. The creative urge at its most primitive.
For those of you with heart conditions, or who are with young and impressionable children, we ask that you turn around in your seats.
Alive! It's alive! It's...
Little Steven's Underground Garage.
Underground Garage.
Underground Garage.
Underground Garage.
Underground Garage.
Underground Garage.
Underground Garage. Now they will know why they are afraid of the dark. Now they will learn why they fear the night.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission.
I want counterculture. I want anti-establishment.
This is mass madness, you maniacs! You maniacs! You maniacs!
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Dum, 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 Duran. Dum, 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 Duran. See that girl smiling so brightly. Dum, 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 Duran. Well, then she's cool and record bright.
Welcome to Fireworks a Go-Go, baby. We are in a celebrating summer mood. It's July 4th weekend, and that means California Surf Garage. And I tell you what we're going to start off with here. We get emails now and then saying it's cool you play all those instrumentals behind you while you're talking. And it's important that you guys keep the whole surf instrumental thing alive and all that. But you should play one every now and then in the actual set. So we're going to do that. And we're going to have a little fun and follow the evolution of a typical rock band of the 60s, who in the next three songs go from an instrumental group in 1963 to a garage band in 1964 to a group you know quite well with national hits in 1965, even though they were on a small local regional label, as so many of those garage bands were in those days. So here we go. Let's start with one of the coolest surf instrumentals ever, Fiberglass Jungle.
everyone. Mark Volman, and I'm Flo.
Hi, everyone. Howard Kalin, I must be Eddie.
We are the Turtles, but together we make up
Flo and Eddie. And you're with little Steven.
Where?
In the underground garage, of course.
It's dark in here.
I know. Attendant, get the Land Rover for me.
We've got all the fireworks we need right here.
Together with Marzoni. He said if I helped him out, he'd make it worth my while. He said he'd make me head of the family.
You know I'd always take care of you.
You're my kid brother. You take care of me? I'm the oldest, Tony, and I was stepped over.
That was Pop's idea.
Well, it wasn't my idea.
You're a psychotic lunatic.
And I deserve respect for that!
Thank you.
Fireworks began with Call Me Lightning, fabulous little track from The Who, 1968, written by Pete and produced by Kit. The Crossfires started our first set with Fiberglass Jungle from 63, and like so many other instrumental bands after the Beatles arrived, they put down their saxophones and started singing, which led to the garage-erific One Potato, Two Potato of 64. And they got signed to a label with no name. It would become White Whale. And within 6 months, it'd have a top five national hit and go from playing to 500 drunks at the Revelair Club to 50,000 teenagers at the Rose Bowl opening for Herman's Hermits. Al Nichol, Chuck Ports, Don Murray, Jim Tucker, Howard Kaplan, soon to be Kalen, and Mark Volman, who changed their name to the Turtles, and have like 10 big hits. Exactly 9 more than your typical successful garage band. An Outside Chance really wasn't one of them. One of their best, though, co-written by Warren Zevon and Glenn Crocker, and produced by Bones Howe in 1966.
The Connection with First Time, B-side of their latest single, Don't Talk to My Baby. We always like to flip that record over. We usually find some cool things, and we did it again. Honest John Plain, the writer for the original version done by the Boys in 77. Brad Marino and Jeff Palmer producing. Get it from theconnectionofficial.com.
And The Little Girl I Once Knew, a bit of an obscure hit for the Beach Boys. It was top 20. It was their fall hit of 65, followed by Barbara Ann in December. 18th single or so, if you're keeping score, not counting 7 or 8 B-sides that charted. You have heard the expression, I want to take you higher. When we come back, we will do just that.
This ain't your grandfather's VOA.
VOA Music Mix.
So in the It Could Only Happen in California department, we have the adventure of Lawrence Richard Walters, forever known after July 2nd, 1982, as Lawn Chair Larry. Larry and his girlfriend, Carol Van Dusen, armed with only a forged requisition form from his employer, Filmfare Studios, went out and purchased 45 weather balloons and helium tanks at California Toy Time Balloons, telling them it was for a commercial they were shooting. They took it all back to San Pedro, where they attached the balloons to a lawn chair and filled them up with helium. Larry strapped himself in, grabbed a parachute, a pellet gun, a CB radio, a camera, and a couple of sandwiches, and off he went. He figures he's going to take a little ride. They cut the ropes, and within a few minutes, the lawn chair climbs to 16,000 feet. The plan was to use the gun to pop a few balloons and float down nice, you know, from like 50 feet or so. But it climbed too fast. Next thing you know, he's drifting into the primary approach corridor of the Long Beach Airport. So after 2 hours or so of planes zooming around him, below him, above him, he figures, I gotta start shooting these balloons. Which he does, and on his way down, of course, gets caught in the power lines, causing a blackout in Long Beach. He was fined $4,000 by the Federal Aviation Administration for operating a civil aircraft for which there is not currently in effect an airworthiness certificate. And Lawn Chair Larry's not even our Freak of the Week this week, so you can imagine what's coming. As he was hauled away by the LAPD, a reporter asked him why he did it, and he said, a guy can't just sit around.
Thank you.
This is SpongeBob SquarePants. You're with Little Steven in the Underground Garage, and it is Independence Day. Be careful with the fireworks, huh? I'm supposed to have four fingers, but you'll need to keep all five of yours to tune that dial in right here next week. Ah!
Don't breathe. You're doomed to my face now. Take all your tombstones out my ears. I'm spinning my record. Disturb this sound. You play on tortured soul. I just rock and roll. All the music junk is on the dance floor. Coming.
slam. They say that Lawrence traps you. How does he do it? What's the trick?
Well, he has a knack for offering people their secret ambitions. Price is no object.
Oh. Well, my secret ambition has always been to cross the Pacific in a hot air balloon.
Full of complainers. The fact is, nothing comes with a guarantee. And I don't care if you're the Pope of Rome, President of the United States, or Man of the Year. Something can all go wrong. And go ahead, you know, complain, tell your problems to your neighbor, ask for help, and watch him fly.
You tell lies, thinking I can't see. You can't cry because you're laughing at me. I'm down. When you know I'm down,
how can you laugh?
When you know I'm down, man buys ring, woman throws it away. Same old thing happens. you know I'm down.
Start that tribute to Lawn Chair Larry. I Want to Take You Higher. Sly and the Family Stone from Frisco. Written and produced by Sylvester Stewart. Down to New Zealand for the La-Di-Da's and How Is the Air Up There? 1966. Written by Artie Kornfeld and Steve Dubov for their band, The Changing Times. Artie would continue being quite a notable writer and get involved with Woodstock. La-Di-Da is produced by John Hawkins. Okay, DJ Steve Conti, his solo debut. The album is very good. Get it from SteveConteNYC.com. Conti is C-O-N-T-E. Fly High, Michelle, the amazing Enough's Enough. Very cool group around in the late 80s and early 90s. Before some very boring but inevitable drug problems ruined all the fun. And yeah, one of the most exciting of all the Beatle records, B-side of Help, I'm Down, where Lawn Chair Larry eventually ended up, but only temporarily. George Martin producing, and John Lennon playing that wild Vox Continental organ part, which I saw him do live, actually. Sounded just like it. And Lawn Chair Larry came back to Earth for a nice happy ending. And we'll be right back with Chicks in Bikinis.
The world's best variety.
Music too good to keep to ourselves.
VOA Music Mix.
Welcome back to Summer Underground Garage Style. The Automobile Movie Theater opened June 6, 1933 in where else? Pennsauken, New Jersey. Yet another reason to be proud of New Jersey. In case you were wondering, the first movie was an Adolph Menjou comedy. Richard M. Hollingshead was the man. He invented the drive-in theater for one very practical reason. His mother was too big for the regular theater seats. She said, wouldn't it be nice if you could sit in your car and watch a movie? And like a good boy, he said, you know what, Ma? I think you're right. So he experimented by showing 16mm films on his garage door, and then a makeshift screen, and occasionally running his lawn sprinkler on it to see how it would look if it rained from his car. I mean, the man was thorough, what can I tell you? He ended up designing a 9-row, 500-space facility with those little hills to tilt the car slightly up, and a 60-foot screen flanked by large loudspeakers designed for him by RCA, who happened to be based in Camden, New Jersey at the time. The studios never gave him a first-run movie because they considered him a threat. They owned all the theaters in those days, which is how the B-movie association with drive-ins thing got started, you know. Anyway, people loved it. It was great for the elderly, the infirm, the overweight. Kids loved it. You could have refreshments or a full-course dinner in the car if you wanted to. And you could smoke. You know, whatever. The only problem was in the winter you had to leave the windows open to hear the sound, but that's nitpicking. Those little individual speakers you hung on the windows, that would be invented a little bit later. Anyway, we need somebody rich or crazy, whatever, to bring drive-ins back. Richard M. Hollingshead, our Freak of the Week. And on behalf of Samuel Arkoff, James Nicholson, Roger Corman, and B-movie producers worldwide, we salute you.
Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? got to raise a fuss. Lord, I got to raise a holler. A bottle working on summer just to try to earn a dollar. But Lord, I tried to call my baby. I tried to get a date. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do. Lord, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Oh, well, my mama, papa told my son, you got to make some money. Well, if you wanna use a car to go riding next Sunday. But Lord, I didn't go to work, I told the boss I was sick, he said. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do. Lord, there ain't no cure for the summertime blue. I've got to take the weeks, I've got to have up on vacation. Got to take my problem to the United Nations. I done told my congressman and he said, whoa, niggas, boy. Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do. Lord, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
Little Steven's Underground Garage saying, cars, girls, surfing, beer, nothing else matters here.
I'm the type of guy who's into getting high on a Friday afternoon. So now you know I'm a regular Joe.
Cars and girls, cars and girls, cars and girls. that I'll always fight. I like to get I wanna drive the fastest car. I wanna drive the fastest car.